Most people believe that they are actually motivated by money, and they will argue and argue and argue with you that money is the best motivator. When we all know money is just paper or little bits of metal in coin form. Money is a means to an end. So seriously, people are not motivated by money, but they're motivated by what they believe money can buy them. That, my friends, is the difference between intrinsic and extrinsic motivation. I'll talk to you more about that in just a moment. Hi, my name is Aaron Gerrels, and this is Grow an Online Business, where I'll share with you all the tips, techniques, and advice you need to grow an online business for yourself. Okay, we decided we're talking about intrinsic and extrinsic motivation today. So the difference between extrinsic and intrinsic is an external motivation or internal motivation. Intrinsic is an internal motivator. It's something that you enjoy for the sake of doing it. For instance, I'll give you a little example. So some kids in school, they were reading about 10 to 15 minutes a day, and the teacher thought, man, this is great. The kids love reading. They're reading for 10 to 15 minutes a day on their own at home after school. But boy, what a difference it would make if I could get them to read for 20 to 30 minutes instead of 10 to 15 minutes. So the teacher decided, I'm going to use a motivator. I'm going to give them what they want. I know kids love what? Money. So I'm going to use money to motivate these kids. So for every book you guys read, as long as you're reading that 30 minutes a night, every single night, as you read for 30 minutes each night, you get a little gold star. When you get the whole gold star, it'll go all the way over for 5 days. When you get that, then you'll win an award. I'll give you $5 anyway, whatever the money was. So the teacher does this, goes for several weeks. They chart it, graph it, boom. The kids are reading 20, 25, 30 minutes a night, every night for like 6 weeks. After the 6 weeks is up, the teacher's like, boom, I've got these kids motivated. They want to read now 20, 30, 25, 30 minutes. This is perfect. I can't believe it was so easy. So that she stopped giving them the money. Soon as she stopped giving them the money, they went ahead and kept tracking how many minutes the kids read. They all dropped from 25 to 30 minutes down to about 5 minutes. And then after 3 weeks, they were reading no minutes. About 80% of them were reading no minutes. Some were still reading 5 and some were reading 10. But for the most part, the number of minutes being read after the motivating 6 week period, it demotivated them and they stopped reading almost altogether. And why is that? You would think money would motivate the kids to do it. Well, it did, but it took their intrinsic joy of reading, their enjoyment in just reading for reading's sake. It took that enjoyment and attached it to the acquirement of money. And as soon as the money was then taken away and they were no longer given that reward, they lost all sense of happiness, all sense of reward. So they had basically no motivation to read after that. So as we're thinking about motivators and motivating ourselves and motivating others, the best way to do it isn't to necessarily offer incentives. So we think, yeah, we need to offer incentive. We need to offer motivation. Okay, we do, but we need to flourish and we need to cultivate intrinsic motivation. So helping people to stay and get motivated by doing something they love doing for its own sake. So you've heard of people that, oh, donate blood. If you donate blood, you get a free t-shirt. Okay, as soon as you throw the free t-shirt on there, then it takes away their innate feelings of, I'm doing it because I want to have a good feeling. And then it ties that good feeling to the t-shirt. And then they're saying, well, I gave blood and I got the t-shirt. So a lot of people who understand intrinsic motivation will turn down the reward, will say, no, I don't need the t-shirt. I'm doing it for something else. Well, then they are keeping it tied intrinsically to their intrinsic motivation so that they can still feel good about what they're doing rather than having it tarnished by being given something outside of that and tying it to an external form or extrinsic form of motivation. So as we are motivating ourselves, keep in mind that yes, of course, I'm sure you want the money, but don't focus on the money. Focus on what the money will buy you or purchase you, what it will gain you, what it will get you. Is it time with your family? Is it more freedom? Is it more Is it more creature comforts to make your life and those around you better? So once you realize that, keep your focus on that and stop focusing on the extrinsic forms of motivation. Focus more on intrinsic forms of motivation, and you'll find that you're happier and all of your clients and customers will also be much, much happier for a much longer period of time. Well, that's all I've got for today. Appreciate you sticking around. Stay tuned. We've got some more stuff coming up next week. And basically, that's it. Thanks so much for listening. See you next week.